Welcome to behind the scenes of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. My name is Phil, and I want to give you the producer's experience of a morning radio show.
Yeah.
In the morning.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
So I've been away for an entire month at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. It was incredible being able to work as a comedian for a full month. But something tells me the team didn't really miss me.
There's apparently another new Joey's that's opened up now. If you haven't had any of their legendary wors, I mean, come on already.
En hulle perske wors is net so lekker. Joh, dis is lekker.
I'll start you on the wors, but then we can go through all the items that are unbelievable.
Sharing is caring, ne?
Yeah, I'm going to go pop in there.
I've heard that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez also like their products because they're a big fan of divorce.
Go to sleep, you're tired, you're saying stupid things.
For the longer.
Go to sleep, you're tired.
It's a good joke, okay.
Listen, we're also building a band, and let's get another pianist on. Here's Melissa on the keys. Keys being played there. There's a lot of keys being played there. Well done, Melissa.
I was going to say, does Alicia know?
Wat het Alicia verloor? Haar keys.
Almal is moeg.
Maar jy lag nie vir my divorce joke. No, that's make me so sad.
I think this week has been really long.
It's been a tough week.
Laughing in the car, thank you. We appreciate you.
Tough crowd.
You know, I often listen back to these things and think to myself, Phil, there's a reason you're the producer. No need to get so sassy with the team. So I often have to channel my inner spiciness and let certain callers get cheeky on air.
Peter, good morning.
Morning, Ryan. I got a message for Ricky and success.
Yes. Yeah.
You never walk alone.
Yeah!
Oh, come on.
Go, Peter.
Love it. Love it.
To you, Ryan.
Shot, bud.
Glory, glory, Man United.
Come on!
Yes. Glory, glory, Man United.
Morning, Ryan and team. You know, you've got Liverpool fans there where you'll never walk alone, and United fans that are for some reason still singing Glory, Glory, Man United. But no one's doing anything for the Arsenal fans. Can we play their new song? I believe it's that song from Brandy, Almost Doesn't Count.
No! How many times?
Let's keep blagsy yelp.
Over the last few weeks, I've been emailing back and forth, making arrangements and helping coordinate one of the biggest givebacks we've seen on the show. And it's finally all coming together.
Sansia, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Morning. Now, let's recap. For those people who didn't hear when the last time that you were on the show with us, let me just remind everybody what happened. So I received an email halfway through the year from Sansia going, hi, my name is Sansia Paul. I'm at an Alcana house in grade 6. I've decided to do the Reach Challenge this year to grow and learn resilience. I've chosen to donate sanitary products to girls who don't have the money to buy them. I thought it was going to be easy, but it's not.
Yes.
Please, can you help me? Can you help in any way? We need to buy these packs and get them to my school, which is Alcana House Senior Prep. This is what I'm hoping to do. Get as many as I can.
Yes.
The aim was around, I think, 15,000 packs. Am I right in saying that?
Yes.
And I remember when we chatted, we had a lot of people that said we want to get involved. And we're nearing the time that we'd like to go and join you to do the handover to the organization you've chosen. But I want to let you know that we've managed to raise, with the help of some incredible people, Legacy Liquors, Ian, a huge thank you, to Luke, to Sven, to Clicks,
yes.
Tal Toria, 90,000 Rand has been brought in for us to go and buy sanitary towels for you to drop off. So that is the amazing news. 90,000 Rand. I think we're going to reach that goal of 15,000 products that you want to drop off. I think that's going to be doable.
That's amazing. Thank you.
I just want to say a huge thank you. And I've never heard about them before. Mm. But there's an incredible organization called Ruby Roses.
Yes.
Or Ruby Rose SA.
Mm-hmm.
RubyRose.co.za. I'll tell you quickly about them. Ruby Rose Feminine Hygiene SA was founded with South African women in mind. Our mission is simple yet powerful: to alleviate period poverty by making sanitary pads accessible to all women and girls, especially in underprivileged communities. Mm. Our brand is symbolized by the lotus flower. It represents spiritual enlightenment, beauty, purity, dignity, and prosperity.
Beautiful.
It's an all-woman-run company. Mm. They are based in Cape Town. All their products are made here locally. They're sourced. They've got almost zero carbon footprint. They are incredible. Mm. When they heard you on radio, they said, we want to get involved. So we're going to be using them to buy, because we can get more from them.
Yeah.
They're going to be supplying. So
That's amazing.
Is incredible. We are so happy to have done this for you and with you.
Thank you.
Your message that you left with us the last time.
If you ever think you're too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito.
I love it.
To listen to the full story, you can catch Ryan talking to Sansia on smilefm.co.za. And lastly, another project I've been working on furiously is the band that you're helping us put together. After watching thousands of entries and shortlisting some candidates, we met drummers, bassists, guitarists, and keyboardists this week. You can catch up with all the progress on our website, and Ryan will introduce you to some of the vocalists that auditioned. That's this Monday and Tuesday. Make sure you tune in.